Welcome to our Christmas message for Christmas 2025. The Lord's placed a different message, you might say, on my heart. And you'll realize that the moment I read the scripture which I'd like to base this message on. Let's go to the Gospel of Mark. I'm going to be reading the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, from verse 33 to 39. Now when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Yeshua cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood by when they heard that said, look, he's calling for Elijah. Then someone ran and filled a sponge full of sour wine, put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink, saying, let him alone, let us see if Elijah will come to take him down. And Yeshua cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. So when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, truly this man was the Son of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day of the year in which we celebrate the great gift that you made to mankind so many years ago. We pray that as we consider these thoughts that you've placed in my heart, they will enrich this occasion, they'll enrich this time, that we might be blessed and in being blessed, be more of a blessing to those around us. We ask this in your precious name. Now, of course, you might be asking, well, Graham, you've got your seasons wrong. You normally read that scripture when it comes to Easter. Yes, I'm aware of that. But there's something that God placed in my heart that I would like to share, and that is this. The Lord went through great suffering on the cross. We all know that. We've spoken about it very often, and of course, we'll never really understand the full extent of it. Thank God for that. But my point here is this. In all of that suffering, the greatest blow to him as a person was that moment where he realized that his Father, the Father whom he loved, had forsaken him. My God, why have you forsaken me? That sentiment echoes a psalm written by David many years ago, but it captures the total anguish of his soul. The greatest attack, the greatest difficulty that he faced, as bad as the weight of the world's sin was, as terrible as the crucifixion was, disheartening as the rejection of the people whom he came to help was, the nation turning their back on him, the injustice, as bad as all that was, the worst of the worst was the separation from his Father. Now, when we look at Christmas, we all understand that it's about gifts, giving. It's a beautiful season. It's an opportunity to express love for one another and to worship our King and his birth. But the reason I started with the scripture was to highlight the fact that the gift was given with this ultimate sacrifice in mind. That wonderful Christmas carol that we sing at the season, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, has this line, born to die. Born to die. God's gift was given, realizing full well that what he was giving was his very own son. Now, you and I might think, oh, well, in the scheme of things, with all of eternity before and after, just that split second where the Lord felt separated from his Father, and yes, he was, but he was later on taken up to heaven, and he is dwelling at the right hand of his Father forevermore. And so we might be tempted to think, oh, well, it was just a blip, as it were, in the universe's time frame. But you see, this illustrates my point. The point being that as far as God is concerned, as far as heaven is concerned, the highest value is relationship. The highest value is relationship. The Father, the Son, loved one another so intently. Love one another so intently, so deeply, that just a moment of separation was to experience total devastation in their frame of reference. Now, let's go back to Christmas, the day we celebrate this great act of giving by our Father God. The message is that he gave the very best that he had, and he gave him in a way that had no strings attached, as it were. He gave a freewill offering. And the reason he gave that freewill offering, even though it was going to cost him dearly, he gave it. Why? Well, as we all know, he was the Savior of the world. He was the price that God had to pay to buy the world back, as it were. But please, this wasn't some vague financial transaction. This was God laying bare his very soul. Just think about it. The God of the universe laying bare his very soul for you and I. As tragic as it was to lose his son for that brief time, the greater tragedy is that through our sin he lost us for eternity. And what I want us to grasp is that God gave this gift, the very best he had. Why? Because to him, you see, relationship with you and I, his children, is of such great value to him. He was not prepared to let mankind just destroy ourselves by our own wickedness. He made a way back. This gift was loaded, as it were. I know from experience that Christmas throughout the years of my life have always been wonderful occasions. On these occasions, very often, some gifts stand out more than others. And the gifts that stand out in my mind are the ones that were given not just with the present in mind, but gifts that would be of future value. One of those gifts is a music stand which a friend gave me when I turned 21. That music stand, battered and bashed, has served a great purpose my whole life, sometimes even serving as a pulpit. There are many gifts like that. What I'm saying is God gave this gift with a great purpose, to bless humanity. And it cost him a lot, but he was prepared to pay it. Why? Because what he was buying back was of inestimable value to him. Yes, you and I are of great value to Almighty God. Our relationship with him is everything to him. That might sound strange for a God who runs the universe, who has all those planets, suns, moons, stars, creatures, all under his sway. He has all of that. And yet, what he prizes most, think about it, what he prizes most is you and I. And so, I want to leave us with this thought on Christmas Day. Relationships are everything. Relationships are everything. Of course, firstly with our Father God, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's priority number one. We all know that. But remember the commandment. Love the Lord your God. Yes, but just as important, love one another. Why? Relationships are very valuable. They are eternal. The world system, you see, teaches us to love things and use people. But God's way is to use things, and in using them, demonstrate love for people. I trust that we will be blessed over this Christmas time, that we'll celebrate the great gift of God to us. We'll have wonderful experiences to cherish of family and friends. And Father God, we just pray for those who are not as fortunate to have a community around them. May the peace of God be their portion in the wonderful name of Yeshua. Amen.